This is episode one of the QR Code podcast, and my name is Quinn.
My name is Cole.
My name is Ryan.
My name is Nate.
All right, let's go through what our favorite podcasts are.
Well, my favorite podcasts are pretty typical ones. My favorite's probably Joe Rogan. Yeah. And I just like him because my favorite thing about him is that he doesn't pick favorites, and he'll interview whoever, and he likes to see everybody's views. That's what I like about him most. And my second favorite is probably Theo Von, pretty much just because he's a clown. That's about it, really.
My favorite, I would say, is the old man of three, which is like J.J. Redick, or the new one that he has with LeBron, just because of basketball sports. Other than that, it's mainly the two that I listen to. It's every week, Thursdays, when they come out.
Hutch? Yeah, I have to agree with Ryan. Probably the Theo Von's probably my favorite. He's just he just gets going on a tangent. He can talk about anything. And his guests are always pretty good. Yeah, that's probably my main one, honestly. That's the one I listen to the most. Nate?
I would also say Theo Von and Joe Rogan, but another one I'll add is the Pat McAfee Show. Yeah. I guess. I don't know if it's a podcast, yeah, but I love the energy he brings and the people that he brings on his show. So,
technically another podcast, a live podcast, is Kill Tony.
Shout out Kill Tony.
Technically a podcast, Monday a live nights. Podcast. Yeah. You know, busting with the boys, too.
That's cool. Mm. You guys have a different taste than me.
Yeah, but basketball Q.
That's why we're doing it.
No.
So we're in the middle of the NBA playoffs right now. Thunder Mavs are tied 2-2. We got the T-Wolves Nuggets. Denver won last night, up 3-2 now. Celtics are up 3 against the Cavs. We're playing right now. It's halftime. Boston's up. And unfortunately, the Pacers are down 3-2. Pacer fan right here next to me. Mm-hmm. Pretty unfortunate.
How are you Pacers fans feeling about Tyrese Haliburton last night?
You said last night that he's not a superstar.
I said he's not a superstar last night. He's an elite player, but he's not a superstar yet.
Do you agree?
I agree.
I would unfortunately have to agree with you that he's not a superstar, because at the level, gotta win. MVPs. And you got to be able to carry your team.
You got to be able to take more than what?
Eight shots last night.
You got to be able to.
Game five of the playoffs.
Jalen Brunson took 35. I don't know if you consider him a superstar, but he took 35 shots.
Not a superstar. Not yet.
Jalen Brunson took 35 shots.
That's what it was.
But he had 43.
Jalen Brunson's not a superstar?
No. Not. I mean, he hasn't won an MVP. No championships.
Is he closer to a superstar than Haliburton?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Yes.
He's a rising star.
Yes.
He's just dominating.
I would say so. Yes. And at superstar level, I would say Jokic, Embiid, like kind of the faces of the NBA.
Yes.
Giannis, Luka. Ant Edwards is up there. He's growing to a superstar, but not yet.
That's fair.
With Anthony Edwards, I got a question.
Did you say Shea?
You don't think Shea?
He's still young.
He's in the direction of being a superstar.
Like Brunson.
Yeah.
He's like Brunson.
Like Brunson. Yep. They're just now on the rise right now.
Yeah.
Is Anthony Edwards Michael Jordan's kid?
No. Butler. I believe Jimmy Butler.
Did he have two kids? Two baby mamas?
Does Anthony Edwards have a dad that he knows?
Yes, I looked it up.
Jimmy Butler doesn't.
But you never know.
never know back in the day.
They do have the same place, though.
Think about sons. Bronny. Do you think he deserves an NBA draft combine spot over two Big Ten all caliber players? Marcus Domas from Illinois and Boo Booey from Northwestern did not get a draft.
I can see why Marcus Damask wouldn't. He's a great college basketball player, but like, just like the Illinois booty ball thing, that's what he did every game. Why would that translate to the NBA?
Yeah.
I can see why.
Bronny has more potential.
Way more potential.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I mean,
Bowie would have a. I think he'd have a better.
People argument. Are just overreacting just because it's LeBron's son, but yeah,
he's a second round pick.
He's probably most likely going to be a second round pick. Yes.
But things that bother me, I was looking at ESPN today, and there was like highlights from NBA draft combine, and Bronny James was the profile picture of that headline.
That's what they got to do.
That's kind of crazy.
So yeah.
It's
I mean, you kind of got to do it, but that's still kind
of to get the views,
exactly.
Get people on board. He'll listen, bring money to the NBA. It's all politics.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
While we're on this topic, what about Zach Edey? You should talk about him.
What, 18 for 35 from three? Is that what I heard?
Correct. And he bet it was one of the top five shooting performances out of everyone.
Really?
Yeah, and he was a.
I think it said so eight.
Was it eighth?
I think it said eight. Yeah.
Yeah. Still.
Yeah.
7-4.
How many people are in that combine shooting that?
I believe 50 or 60.
I mean, just the fact that he made that many. When what he made like three or four
one.
His whole college career.
One.
Against
IU.
Yeah, against
IU. I mean, honestly,
people
people who are seeing that draft combine videos from last year, that's honestly not too surprising.
Right.
And where's that ticket stop?
He literally did it last year.
He's going to be a lottery pick, in my opinion. I would definitely, if I was a team in the lottery, I would take him. You throw him in there for 10 to 12 minutes at a time, he'll get you some good.
I've always thought, I don't watch a lot of NBA basketball, but I'm a Clippers fan, sadly. I watch a little bit of Clippers, and I watch Ivan Zubac. If that dude's player. Starting,
yeah.
Zach Edey can play. And I also think Taco Fall, how long did he last in the NBA?
He's lasted, but didn't really get a lot of run.
He was on the Celtics roster.
Yes. He made a roster team. Yeah.
If you don't think Edey's twice as good as him, you're crazy.
He's better than Taco Fall.
Oh, twice as good.
Yeah.
He was on a roster for 3 years. Zach Edey's playing.
Yeah.
Like it or not.
Especially the everyone's saying this draft is not as good as in the past and the future. So there's going to be some surprises that get drafted just because of how poorly it's not top heavy, or it is top heavy.
I've been seeing a lot of mock drafts, and there's a lot of buzz that the Bulls might pick him.
Bulls and Heat.
And I've been seeing all the Illinois basketball fans talking about how they're going to be cheering for Zach Edey.
Yeah. After they've been putting on.
Yeah.
Caitlin Clark debuted last night.
10 turnovers, right?
Yeah. 20 points, 10 turnovers.
When she stopped playing, like, when was her season over?
In April or March. No.
I mean, she's a rookie. In
April. Yeah.
A couple months. That's what you get to transition to the WNBA.
Yeah, I think she'll be fine. Honestly, I watched like 5 minutes of the game.
A lot of overreactions?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
I do like what I saw on Twitter or whatever. It was like a press conference or something, her coach said she was kind of like knocking on Caitlin Clark that admitting she has a lot of bad habits and saying they're not going to happen here. I think that's a good thing, though.
Mm-hmm. And Taurasi said that. It's a whole different game in the WNBA compared to college, and obviously it showed last night.
Yeah.
I don't know much about the NBA at all, WNBA at all, but I did. I just remembered Paige Beckers never went. Why'd that happen? Money?
Came back for another year to UConn. Yeah.
She's probably making a lot more money.
She'll be a top five pick.
She'll be a top five pick.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't think – I think you get to be 4 years.
For WNBA,
I think it was 4 years.
Yeah, but she came back because she had.
She's been there 4 years.
Yeah, but her surgery. She had.
She got hurt.
ACL. Yeah. Yep. Some other news. Rory filed for divorce.
Rory
McIlroy.
Yeah.
This is news to Edge. I did
not know that. News.
Does it affect your golf game going forward?
I mean, look at Tiger. Well,
his was injury.
Yeah, well, his wife beat him with a golf club. And she did. In front of his house. So he, I think he won a Masters after that.
He win that Masters after the car wreck?
Yes.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Put your money on Rory.
Divorce?
It's different.
It's my game. I mean, golf's a mental game.
Yeah.
I mean, some days I have, like, literally the best day ever, and we go out and play around at Chestnut, and I shoot 100.
What's the reason?
I don't know. I suck.
Who do you think the best golfer is out of our friend group?
Probably Micah.
Consistently Micah. Potential, I'd say Grant.
Yeah. He just hits it.
If Grant can take it, can be more consistent.
He hit it far, yeah.
His drive gets him where he wants to be. Short game, chipping, everything. Not very good for Grant.
Yeah. Micah, if you're listening to this, when you play alone and you lie about your scores.
Wow.
Just putting that out there.
Bull take.
Give himself a better lie. Man, yeah. 100 times.
Bull take.
Yeah. Very.
NFL draft happened a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
I wish we had the podcast during that. That would have been fun.
Wins and losses of the NFL draft. We got the football guys around here. I'm not really big into I don't know as much.
Yeah.
Colts fan here and there, yes, but behind the ins and outs of it, not.
What if before that we got into some of our winners and losers of the draft?
Which one? NBA?
NFL draft.
Yeah, NFL.
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, what if we got into some winners and losers?
Yeah, we're just, come on.
I didn't know if we're getting into that. I'm sorry.
I got a loser.
Loser?
I got a loser.
Right here.
I'm thinking Los Angeles Chargers. I was not happy.
Shout out Grant Simmons. Fake fan. Thinks he's a Chargers fan, not really.
I heard he has a big short game, too.
I was just at Grant Simmons' house, and he did have a San Diego Chargers blanket.
Okay. I'll let it slide.
He did have that.
Why are they the biggest loser?
They are the biggest loser. I like their pick at Joe Alt. I think I would have liked to see them go for an elite receiver. Their receiving core is real weak. They got Ladd McConkey.
Josh Palmer. He's coming back.
They got Joshua Palmer. Quentin Johnson. They're weak there. I would have liked to see them get a better receiver.
Like Romo, Odunze, or one of those guys, right?
So their receiving core is Joshua Palmer, Quentin Johnston.
Conkey.
DJ Chark. He just went there.
Oh, yeah.
No wide receiver ones.
I mean,
with one of the top 3 to 5 quarterbacks in the league.
Quentin Johnston.
I can see him having a big year.
Quentin Johnston, it's fair to give him another year, but I don't know. That was bad.
I mean, he has a rookie.
Yeah, and he's a rookie, yeah.
He's going to get more opportunities this year, for sure.
Yeah,
definitely a big year for him, see if he's anything. But
what about Leon Johnson?
Leon Johnson, wide receiver for the Chargers?
Yeah.
Who the hell is that guy?
Exactly. Who's that?
Just pulled up the roster here.
Exactly. No.
Oklahoma State.
Speaking of losers, let's talk about the Falcons.
Wow.
Press conference, the GM talked about the reasoning.
Oh, yeah, that's a big loser.
The reasoning was following the Jordan Love model, the Packers model. That makes no sense because Michael Penix is 4 years older than Love was when he got drafted. I believe Aaron Rodgers was coming into the final year of his contract, I believe.
Yeah, you signed.
Could be wrong.
And then you signed Kirk Cousins to what?
It was $50 million a year or something.
Yeah, they just signed Kirk Cousins to 2 years. 2 years?
It was four, I'm pretty sure.
Could be four.
Or maybe it might have been two for $50 million.
It's a multi-year contract, let's just say that. Yeah. The Green Bay model, I think it's an excuse. You guys see the video of right after the pick, the GM talking to the owner.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Trying to explain it. Yeah.
That's what he had to be doing.
Yeah.
That was crazy. What else we got?
Biggest winners
from the draft.
I got a winner.
Definitely Bears have to be a winner.
Yep.
I'd be
definitely.
I'd be excited if I was a Bears fan. Let's just say that.
I mean, that's putting themselves in that position to draft you guys in the top 10. That's prior years trading picks, trading Justin Fields. I mean, that paid off.
I'd be really excited if I was a Bears fan. I'm very confident. Who do they got at OC?
For the Bears?
Yeah, I forget. I think they just brought somebody in. I forget. But I'm confident they'll be a top 10 offense.
They should be. They got Keenan Allen.
They got
Holy.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
They got two solid offensive tackles, young offensive tackles. Yeah. Cole Kmet, I think, is well above average. He's a solid player, all-around player.
He was on my fantasy team last year.
I mean, DJ Moore, Keenan Allen.
Rome.
Rome. I just
who's
running
back? Swift.
DeAndre Swift.
Wow, big trade.
And then they got
stacked offense.
Gosh, what's his name? 24 running back backup.
Oh,
Herbert, Khalil Herbert.
Yeah, Khalil Herbert.
Yep. Depth at running back, which is needed in this game today.
They re-signed Jalen Jones, corner. I mean, that might not be bad.
Yeah.
Should be okay.
I got another winner for you. I'm saying the Kansas City Chiefs, they just keep getting better and better every year. They picked up Xavier Worthy in the draft.
You like Xavier Worthy?
He's a burner.
I think
something they needed, in my opinion.
I'm not the biggest fan of Xavier Worthy, but I do think that's one of the better places he could have ended up.
Picked up Hollywood Brown. I mean, what they have last year.
He's a gadget player.
Hollywood Brown from
Will Rasheed Rice be there?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Who knows?
But they just keep picking up weapons.
He's got weapons from home.
He's got gadget players.
Compared to last year.
You know how he likes to run his offense. He likes to run weird stuff. And
I mean, they just keep getting better.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I wonder if Worthy's going to be like a John Ross type of player. I mean, the fastest 40.
Yeah.
Another winner I think I like. I thought the Eagles, very well-rounded team. Biggest weakness, secondary, getting the Toledo corner, Mitchell, and then Dejean.
Dejean.
Yeah, I like that. I like that draft.
Go Hawkeyes.
Shout out the white DBs.
Got one right here. Offensive Rookie of the Year, we got Caleb Williams, +175. Marvin Harrison Jr. at +650. Jaden Daniels at +650 as well. And JJ McCarthy at +800. What's six up?
Jaden Daniels.
Okay.
We're all thinking the same.
All of
value.
I'm not
thinking Jaden.
I think
it's good value.
I think, like, if I were to pick it and I were betting money, it's Caleb Williams. But,
yeah,
like, the value. Caleb Williams +170, +180, something like that. The value for Jaden Daniels with his weapons, I mean, he's going in there with Terry McLaurin, Jahan Dotson, Antonio Antonio Gibson's on the Patriots.
Oh, he is?
Yeah. Robinson, friggin' Eckler.
Yeah. I mean,
they got rid of Curtis Samuel.
He's talking about Caleb Williams is going into like a ready to go offense, so Dotson's still got some time to figure out some things. McLaurin, I mean, he needed a quarterback.
So. Dotson had a good rookie year, like being.
Yeah,
I only know this because he was on my fantasy team, to be honest. But he missed like six games and he had 8 touchdowns. I mean,
is Scary Terry the number one option for him?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I'm looking up their roster and their third wide receiver is Luke McCaffrey right now.
Wow. Oh. McCaffrey's brother.
He's number one on the depth chart.
I did forget about this. They picked up Zach Ertz.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad.
Falling
old,
off, though.
He's like 34
old
or something like that.
On my fantasy team, my dynasty, whatchamacallit, taxi squad, I have that Ben Sinnott.
Tight end.
Yep.
They still have Logan Thomas.
No.
He's gone?
Oh, I got rid of him. Doesn't say he's on the team. But that Ben Sinnott dude was supposedly the number two guy in the draft, so.
Who did Dallas Turner get drafted by?
Vikings.
Vikings.
He's the favorite for Defensive Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, it was a couple weeks ago, right after the draft. Yeah. It was
plus 400,
and then we I need to figure out how to say. I'm a Colts fan. I don't know how to say his name correctly. How do you say it correctly? First and last
Laiatu Latu.
Laiatu Latu. Okay. I just say Latu Latu.
Latu Latu. That's our guy.
When you have the top players to be a defense rookie of the year.
Yep. Dallas Turner at plus 400 and Latu at plus 550. And then Quinion Mitchell at plus 1100.
Wow.
Definitely an edge rusher. It's going to be an edge rusher.
Yeah.
Edge rusher, definitely. I mean, a rookie corner.
Yeah, that's tough.
You're never going to bet on that.
Where do you go? Mitchell.
Eagles. Eagles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was exactly what the Vikings needed to do. They get released, they lost, what's his name, to the Texans.
Hunter?
Yeah,
Hunter. Daniel Hunter. So they drafted him. That could be a winner of the draft, too, the Vikings.
Another thing that I completely missed on is how being a Colts fan, oh, we all are actually.
Yes.
The Colts offered more money than the Texans for Hunter. And we were, for some reason, so surprised we picked a DN.
Edge defender. Yeah.
It should have been obvious to us DN was a need.
Yeah.
I guess when did Hunter get signed? Like February?
Yeah, it was a couple of days.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
Then, speaking of free agency, not really free agency. Is it free agency season?
Yeah,
it's
pretty much.
Yeah,
kind of.
It's going on right now, actually.
We got
some recent ones.
Marcus Valdes-Scantling.
Yeah, that's something I wanted to mention. Even though Diggs left, with having Josh Allen there, I do think the Bills' wide receiver core might be a little sneaky.
And with the rookie from
Keon Coleman.
Keon Coleman.
We got Keon Coleman.
Got a clown on
a the player team. Who's no means a star or anything, but a great role player, I think, in my opinion.
Does his job.
Curtis Samuel.
Does his job.
Curtis Samuel.
I like him. He could be a good player.
I mean, you put anyone around Josh Allen, they could be a superstar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You don't know. So.
I could see, I mean, they got one of the better tight end cores in the league, Kincaid and Knox.
Yeah.
I mean, Kincaid's basically a wide receiver. They have somebody back who actually had a very solid year, Khalil Shakir.
Yeah.
He's a solid player.
They lost Gabe Davis, right? He's on the
Jaguars.
We got Cooks.
Do we have the best division? AFC South?
It's going to be competitive. It's going to be probably the most competitive division this year.
Yeah.
I mean,
besides the Titans.
I would be willing to bet, like, they're the division with the best overall average.
Okay.
Wins, losses.
Think about last year. It was like a
3-8
tie.
It would be hard to
beat. 3-8 tie in the last game.
Yeah.
We blew it.
It's all right. Just bounce back here.
Yeah.
Heavy favorites. I feel like the Texans are going to be – their heads are going to be high. They're coming in.
Second-year quarterback, too.
Yeah.
Same with us, but he played.
Everyone's high on him. His MVP odds – plus 900. That's fourth best.
Who's that?
Fourth best?
CJ Stroud. Pat Mahomes at plus 600. Josh Allen plus 800. Joey B plus 900. Same as CJ Stroud.
Josh Allen's above CJ Stroud?
Yes.
How does that even happen? CJ Stroud's thrown to.
Is he the second best quarterback?
He's wide receiver. CJ Stroud took his wide receiver.
Yeah, I know. And it's got Tank Dell in. Robert Woods.
And Nico Collins.
And Josh Allen's best wide receiver is Keon Coleman, who honestly we have no idea if he'll be good or not.
Yeah.
I don't know how that works.
And then Joey B is always hurt.
About four games he's good for.
Yeah.
Mahomes, that makes sense.
I think Mahomes.
T. Higgins is most likely leaving.
Yeah, we'll see.
More likely than not, I'd say. And he requested a trade, right?
Yeah.
That's probably more, even if it's 55% chance he's leaving, more likely than not. Yeah, and
you tagged him and they didn't give him a contract.
I don't think Joe Burrow has any shot at winning an MVP if it's just
based on his health. No, I don't think so. I mean,
who's their number one running back? No.
We got Zach Moss and
Chase Brown
from Illinois.
Chase Brown, who I'm trying to acquire in fantasy leagues right now.
Interesting.
I think Zach Moss, my dynasty.
I like him. I like Chase. I think Chase Brown can be a good player. He had some really good games last year.
Yeah.
Oh. He had some really good games, like, in those really good games, he touched the ball, like, 8 times.
I mean, talk about the running backs. Mixing with the Texans, too. Yeah. Just give Stroud another weapon. I mean, it just takes the pressure
their
off.
Their offense is loaded.
Because last year, they really didn't have a running game besides Singletary. Now, see what makes
sense. Let's talk about that. What do we have for Texans wins? Their line?
9.5.
That's their line?
Yes.
What? I was thinking like
schedule.
11.5 or
schedule
something.
Schedule releases tonight, didn't
that? It already did.
It just released.
Yeah, it just released.
I did not win $1 million.
Yeah, we got here.
I guess the Bears at week 3 for the Colts.
Colts got any primetime games? I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, shoot. I didn't.
You guys didn't look at that?
I didn't think it said.
You guys
said.
Good home
I don't think it said.
Oh, it didn't say.
I don't think so. It might not.
Yeah. Our win total is 8.5. You know who also is 8.5?
Who?
Chargers.
That's crazy to me.
We got the friendly 5 with Grant.
I was telling Quinn earlier that's also one of those bets that's so suspicious it's probably going to hit.
It's just so suspicious. It's favorite, -155.
Yes. Over is the favorite.
I think we got a...
And this is not gambling advice, by the way.
Yes, no. No gambling advice.
I think we got a...
just stating facts here.
Colts got a Thanksgiving game. They play the Jets.
Oh, my bad. Earlier, I said as the Texans' third wide receiver, I said Robert Woods. It's Nico Collins.
Yes.
Are
we correct?
That's correct. Robert Woods.
Oh, you did?
Correct. 35 years old.
Sorry. Looking at our schedule, first day recently just came out. Our Super Bowl odds plus... 6,000.
That's fair. Yeah, quarterback.
We ain't winning the Super Bowl.
No. Yeah, we're not winning the Super Bowl.
Two favorites again, back-to-back years. Chiefs +550, 49ers +600.
Looking at the Texans roster here.
I think 49ers.
Ben Skronik, baby, third string.
Yes,
let's go.
260. Shout out. Ravens at +900. Lions, who just signed Jared Goff.
Big contract.
Big contract.
212.
Yeah. 52 million a year.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Second high.
That's unreal.
Plus 1,200. And what they make? The.
He's MVP is 12 plus 1,200.
No, Lions. Super
he almost, oh, gotcha. He almost gives me vibes of a lesser version of Tom Brady, just game manager.
Ryan.
A much lesser. I said a
you
much
just
lesser.
Him to Tom Brady.
I said a much.
And Tom Brady.
I said a much lesser.
Don't even put
I
that
said a sense. Much lesser. A much no. lesser version of Tom Brady.
I'm not even.
I think he's a great game manager. I think it fits well.
He's a game manager.
I think the key is Tom Brady just fits so well with his offenses, and I think that's what Jared Goff does.
That's interesting.
I think about that Stafford Goff trade. That's pretty fair. You see that? Did anyone else see that stat? Like they had the same exact statistics from when they were traded.
Really?
But I mean, obviously, Stafford got the Super Bowl.
But Lions got all those first round picks.
That's
right?
True.
You like that division?
That's true.
Packers, Bears.
It's gonna be good. I think.
How good is the Bears defense?
Not good.
That's the thing.
Below average.
That's the thing. They have a good offense.
Win total 8.5. Same as us.
Mm-hmm.
That's fair.
There with all those rookies.
Mm-hmm.
As you're finishing that sentence, I was saying like 8 and 9, 9 and 8 team.
Yeah, they're gonna be right there on the edge.
Yeah,
that's gonna
be right there. Yeah,
because they got a good division. We'll see what JJ McCarthy could do with the Vikings. So.
Plus 800. Game manager.
We don't even know if he's gonna.
Yeah.
I think Sam Darnold. He's. You never know.
I think they'll play JJ.
Yeah, I could be like. Darnold starts.
But the thing is, the Vikings.
First couple games.
Oh, yeah,
it's known they were going for a young quarterback for the future, even if Kirk Cousins was staying. So do they?
Yeah.
So do they still go with that plan and play Sam Darnold first?
Dude,
I mean,
McCarthy is so bad. I'm sorry. I'll put it out there. I think he's horrible.
I
had a good team around him, and he handed the ball off every single time.
Well, we're gonna see this year.
To Blake Corum.
I honestly don't think he was a first-round quarterback.
I don't. Some of those Did you see his combine highlights?
That was horrible.
Penix, McCarthy, those guys. Bo Nix were not first-round quarterbacks. They're just
– Bo Nix was not?
No. He shouldn't have been. Those three.
He's the favorite to start for the Broncos.
Oh, that's fair, but he's not a first-round quarterback. They just needed a quarterback, so they reached and drafted him in the first round.
Okay,
so – that's just the value of the quarterback, but –
people who are thinking J.J. McCarthy is going to start, I'm not saying he's not going to, but, like, what pick was Justin Herbert?
He was a top 10 pick.
He didn't even start.
Herbert?
Tyrod Taylor did, and then he got his lung punctured pregame.
Now look at
– yeah, that's true.
I mean, you would think
Herbert, would start. First round, pretty sure.
I thought he was, like, 13-ish.
Yeah.
12-ish.
I think they'll start McCarthy. Yeah,
who?
I think they'll start McCarthy.
Who is it?
I think
so. Oh, Justin
Herbert.
Probably
get him experience matched up with Darnold. Jefferson.
Darnold's been on like four teams. He's done nothing. Yep.
We got Sam Darnold as the starter, which probably doesn't mean anything.
The young receiver core, I mean, I feel like they're going to try and work him in, try and get that connection going. And young, I mean, they're not going to win right now. Might as well play him.
Yeah.
That's how I would see it.
Justin Herbert was the sixth overall pick.
He was?
Yes.
We were wrong.
Wow.
I mean, but even if JJ.
Well, McCarthy. Eighth?
No. Mm-hmm. Five. No.
He was not five. Five was Chargers.
Sixth.
No, he was. It was 11, 12, or something like that, right?
It was before Phoenix. Yeah.
No, they traded up with the Jets. They swapped
right.
with the
yeah,
Jets,
it was
right?
Top 10, nine.
So, yeah. Because the. Wait, I think the Jets picked that tackle at 11. So I think it was 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
he was picked at
10? Come on. Come on, Jamie.
We got Antoine,
who cares?
Something
Winfield.
Yeah.
The Bucks.
Winfield. Yeah, they re-signed him. They franchise tagged him, but they just took forever to get a contract.
Good contract? What?
Highest paid DB.
Great contract. 25-year-old
DB.
One of the best in the league. Can play deep. Wow. Play up at the line. He's all over.
This guy likes him because he's a short.
He's a little
5'9",
200-pound safety.
Just like you.
We'd love to see that.
Yeah.
He's a special player, though. He's a leader on the team. He's going to be good. It's a good move by them.
Another thing, I can never remember his name, but is it Jazon Newton?
Jazon Newton from Illinois.
Illinois.
D tackle.
He was pretty much a betting favorite to go top 15, and he fell to second round. He had foot surgery on his – I saw this on ESPN today. He had foot surgery on his right foot, and he's just now getting surgery on his left foot.
Really?
Isn't that weird? So that must have been why he fell.
Did. He probably didn't pass the medical.
Yeah, that must have been why he fell. That's pretty odd. It was like mid-second round.
Yeah.
What do you call that? A Jones fracture or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. Your both foot? Feet.
Yeah.
Yep.
Both feet?
Yeah.
Can't even walk?
It was like November or something. He got in his right foot, and now he's getting it in his left foot.
He's hobbling all over the place.
Oh.
Some other win totals. Steelers at 8.5. Shout out AJ Lazoff.
AJ Lazoff is all over that.
He got it at 7.5.
Yeah, he did.
So
8.5.
Yeah.
I wouldn't bet against Mike Tomlin.
Yeah, no.
What are you doing there for quarterback? Who you guys start? Russell Wilson?
Oh, they're already this is a known thing. I don't know if you guys know this, but with the new kickoff rules, they're thinking about in the what do you call this mini camp or whatever, they're trying Justin Fields out as kick returner.
What?
That's unbelievable.
With the new kickoff rules, yes.
And what are those new kickoff rules?
It's like the XFL, UFL, whatever.
UFL.
Yeah.
Even...
Where they start like 30 yards away or whatever.
Start close to each other.
Yeah,
so it's going to be even closer now?
I don't know.
But once the ball is caught, they can
Does that make
but
it easier to return or not? Does
no.
that make
They're on like the 30-yard line.
But it takes away less big hits. That's the whole idea.
Now they can. Now
so
players,
safer.
Yeah. Yeah. Now players can wear those.
Yes.
What are those called? That's, on their helmet?
That's going to look.
Padding?
That's going to look.
It looks stupid, but.
But it works.
I don't know if Nate has the same opinion as me, but I wear them during football. And you collide heads and you literally feel your head bounce off.
Yeah.
No, like usually every other practice I get like a headache. Nothing.
Nothing. They're,
yes.
You guys both have concussions, right?
They're nice. Yes.
Yeah, I like
them. I haven't had a concussion since.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's smart. They're going to look goofy, like Ryan was saying.
I don't know why. I don't understand how they haven't. I could see them building them into the helmet and the logo design on the outside of the helmet.
Yeah.
I could see that happening.
Where's the logo going to go?
I don't know.
They're just not going to have a logo.
I don't really know. I could see the padding being built into the helmet. I think that would
interesting.
It'd still look a little goofy, but it'd look better.
Yeah.
I think it's a smart move.
It's going to be a new season this year. New look.
Yeah.
I didn't even know about those.
The helmet thing? Yeah.
I knew about the helmet, but not the kickoff.
Yeah.
It's a good idea. I mean,
that's in for sure,
I mean,
right?
Think about how many kickoffs were returned last year.
Yeah, it's going to be weird.
Barely any. So,
right.
So this will give incentive to actually.
Yeah, like when the kickoff is going on, you're like still in the bathroom going pee or you're filling your drink or something.
Getting a beer or two, right?
Yeah.
Let's talk about the new hip drop tackle rule.
That's dumb.
What do you think about that?
Dumb.
It's dumb.
That's how I tackled when I played.
Yeah.
That's all I did.
I mean, when you're a smaller guy trying to tackle a big tight end, I mean, the only way you can get them down is
DBs. Yeah, I mean,
there's no way. Like when you're in the game, you don't think about how you're tackling. You just want to get the guy on the ground.
Like you're chasing after a dude. That's you're going for his legs or like you're gonna hip drop.
Mm.
That's right.
Zaire Franklin was talking about it. He was saying when you're out there, you don't think at all.
Yeah, and when you tackle, you just
go.
Nothing goes.
They're just taking away.
You just get them down. However,
football is a violent sport.
Yeah,
and they're trying to take that away. And I mean, it's a choice that every single player makes when they step on the field. So that I don't know why they're trying.
Exactly.
I mean, it's an offensive game. We understand that, but just takes away a part of the game.
Did they make a ruling? Another speculation that they're going to make roughing the passers reviewable or you could challenge them.
Well, I didn't hear about that.
You ever hear about that? Jim Irsay.
They need to do it, though.
Jim Irsay was a big advocate for it.
Yeah, they need to do it.
There's a bunch going on in the
fight. Or, like, even pass interference.
I don't even know about.
It's kind of like what the NBA does, right? You can
challenge. Yeah.
Fouls and stuff, right?
Yeah, you can challenge. Like, last night in the Pacers-Knicks, there was 5 challenges in the first, not challenges, but reviews for fouls and, like, calls and stuff like that in the first, like, 10, 15 minutes of the game.
Yeah.
It was just – the game just goes on and on and on.
But they do them pretty quick.
Yes, they do. Yeah. Because of the review and everything. Yeah. So it goes by pretty well.
Yeah.
And if you win the challenge, that's a new rule. If you win the challenge, you get to keep it.
Keep your timeout?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you get to keep your challenge.
Oh, you get to Oh, I see. You use the challenge.
Yeah. Usually when you use challenge,
like
you get to use it. It's gone.
Yeah.
But now you get to keep it. Yeah.
What do we think about Bo Nix? First round pick, top 15, right?
He's not a top 15 player.
Yeah, it's just Penix, McCarthy, Nix.
I just don't think they're.
I feel like everyone's reaching.
They're just QB needy teams, and their value is higher because of quarterbacks, and that's why they went higher.
A lot of teams needed quarterbacks this year.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. Had to go get them.
Those first two, Drake May, Caleb Williams, and Jaden Daniels, definitely. But.
So,
that's why there was a run on QBs.
Score update, Celtics are up 88-83 over the Cavs. Surprisingly, without Donovan Mitchell.
Wow.
Fourth quarter?
And Jared Allen.
And Jared Allen, yeah.
Is it Jared or Jarrett?
Jarrett, I think. And no Caris LeVert. Wow.
Caris LeVert?
Yeah.
Pacers player, right?
Former. Yep. Keeping it a game.
Another thing I kind of forgot of that. Quarterback wise, interesting that the Patriots went Joe Milton as well. He had a lot of hype in the combine, and where did he even fall to?
They took
seventh
two
round.
Quarterbacks,
six or seventh round.
Yeah, they got Joe Milton, the big Tennessee guy.
Yeah,
he's
so
like,
much potential. Very
that's
wrong.
The Colts draft because he's Anthony Richardson, like brother.
Yeah,
they play the same way.
So the Patriots, Patriots have three quarterbacks now.
Did they probably have Zappy?
Still have Zappy.
Where'd what's his name go?
Drake May's this gonna be a starter.
Number one on their depth chart right now.
No, Mac Jones.
Jacoby Brissett.
Jacoby Brissett's back there. That's right.
And then Drake May.
Mac Jones is back up for the Jaguars.
And then Milner.
Wow. That's another question. Is Drake May gonna not Drake May.
Drake May.
Is he gonna play? Or is it Jacoby? Jacoby knows the system. Never well, I guess Bill Belichick's gone.
It's kind of a similar situation to what we said earlier.
Yeah.
I mean, the receiving core isn't great. In my opinion, I would play May.
Yeah, I would too. Yeah. Who's their coach?
Not going to win right now.
Mayo?
Yeah, Gerard Mayo. That's right.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Nate and I, before the podcast kicked off, we're kind of arguing about the Patriots receiving core. By no means, I don't think they're any good, but what do we got here? DeMario Douglas, do you remember him?
Mm-hmm. No, no.
He's a solid. I think he's a.
He's.
He could take another step, I think.
Maybe, yeah.
He's a good player. Good. But I'm not saying they're below average.
Yeah.
But they're not that bad.
They have Kendrick Bourne still?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like him. Was he out with injury last year?
KJ Osborne, Jalen Polk.
I've never even heard any of these guys.
Yeah.
They're going to be horrible. They're going to get another top 3 pick.
Yeah, they're probably going to be pretty bad.
Yeah.
They'll probably be bad, yeah.
A rebuild.
Yeah. They'll have a decent run game, kind of like what we were saying. Stevenson.
They do have good running back. Juju's like
– still on the team?
Yeah, he probably won't start. Yeah. He was last year.
One-hit wonder.
They need to improve their running game because, well, it was good a couple years ago, but Ramondre just didn't play well last year.
He got hurt. He got banged up
lot. Banged up all year.
Ankle. High ankle. Got Gibson.
So, sponsorships in the house.
Yeah, let's talk about our jobs real quick.
Fort Wayne Lawn Landscape, Boss Man over here to the left.
Boss Man.
So we are a sponsor of this podcast.
We are receiving zero fees as of now.
Zero right now.
But not much sponsorship.
it's going to be growing here in the business. Hopefully take step forwards here in a couple of years, you know, see where this goes.
Yeah, but if you guys don't know, we all landscape together.
Yes.
We're probably the best landscapers in the city of Fort Wayne, Indiana. And if you need
all
your
college students.
If you need any mulch done, just let us know.
Yeah. Follow us on social media.
Yeah. Fort Wayne Lawn Landscape. Social media, Instagram, Facebook.
Shout out 260, baby.
Give me a call. We'll hook you up.
All right, that wraps up episode 1 of the QR Code Podcast. We all hope you enjoyed the deep dive in tonight's topics. And if you haven't already, please follow us on social media at the QR Code Pod and on Spotify.